This news update is being brought to you by Bayport State Bank, your full-service, locally-owned bank with locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Seaboyne. Hi, good morning. My name is Mac Kelly with Thumb Broadcasting. We'll take a look at a couple of local stories here, beginning with the storms from yesterday. Michigan was struck by a series of tornadoes yesterday, with the National Weather Service confirming at least two touching down just after 6:45 p.m. last night. Around 50 workers trapped in a partially collapsed FedEx building in Portage were rescued last night. And thankfully, no deaths were reported. Up to 16 people sustained non-severe injuries at Pavilion Estates mobile home community, where homes were tossed by the tornado. Kalamazoo County Sheriff Fuller praised the coordinated efforts of local police and fire departments in providing aid during the storm. Several homes were damaged or destroyed, but injuries were lessened as residents took cover or evacuated upon hearing the tornado warnings. Emergency services utilized Kalamazoo Metro buses to evacuate residents, and the American Red Cross was providing temporary shelter. Despite the challenges, all trapped individuals at the FedEx building were safely rescued with no injuries reported. Sheriff Fuller emphasized the success of interagency cooperation in managing the emergency response. A Kingston area man, his name is Mike LaBarge, 38 years old, has been charged with two felonies following an early morning off-road vehicle crash that left a 29-year-old Marlette woman seriously injured Saturday morning near Sunrise Sunset when a 911 call came in about 2:15 in the morning and reported that ORV rollover on Lee Hill Road just south of M46. The Tuscola County Sheriff's Office accident investigation team arrived to take control of the scene. The injured woman was swiftly transported to hospital by MMR, while the driver, suffering only minor injuries, was arrested for operating a vehicle while intoxicated, causing serious injury. Additionally, LaBarge was charged with reckless driving, causing serious impairment of a body function. Tuscola County District Court officials have set a $40,000 cash bond for LaBarge. He has posted bond and was subsequently released from jail, as reported by the Advisor. And we'll be right back in just a moment on Thumb Broadcasting.
Mary, this customer wants a loan. Call Detroit. Get the customer's information and schedule an appointment with my secretary.
Red tape, loan meetings, and formulas that just don't work for you. Discover a bank that helps you get what you want quickly. Hi, I'm Leanne, loan officer at Bayport State Bank. When you need a loan, come see one of our lenders. From ag and business loans to car loans and everything in between, we're there for you, start to finish. And because we are locally owned and operated right here in the Thumb, we have your answers promptly, making the process easy. That's our commitment to you, finding financing and products that fit our customers' needs.
And I'm Annie. At Bayport State Bank, we offer checking and savings accounts that have no fees and no minimum balance requirements. And banking with Bayport State Bank is secure, convenient, and easy with our mobile banking app. From transfers, payments, balancing your checkbook, or making a check deposit, it's as easy as a click of a button on your smartphone. It's banking your way, anytime, anywhere. Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. An equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
We're Thumb Broadcasting, and now some more news stories. This one out of Missouri, where a Missouri man is accused of fatally strangling his wife over the weekend in a Jackson County hospital bed, citing financial distress as a driving factor. According to KCTV, Ronnie Wiggs reportedly initiated the assault on his wife while she was hospitalized in Independence for a dialysis port procedure. Wiggs later confessed to authorities that the weight of caregiving responsibilities and mounting medical expenses became overwhelming. Subsequently, Wiggs was swiftly taken into custody and now faces charge of second-degree murder. He remains detained with a bond set at $250,000. And lastly, FTX says that nearly all of its customers will receive the money back they are owed 2 years after the cryptocurrency exchange imploded, and some will actually get a little more than that. FTX said in a court filing late yesterday that it owes about $11.2 billion to its creditors. The exchange estimates that it has between $14.5 billion and $16.3 billion to distribute to them. The interest rate for most creditors is 9%. FTX was once the largest cryptocurrency exchange in the world. They filed for bankruptcy protection in November of 2022 after it experienced the crypto equivalent of a bank run. Your news update was brought to you by Bayport State Bank, your full-service, locally owned bank with locations in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Seaboing. For the latest Thumb Area news, anytime, go to thumbnet.net.